Okay, this our scripture this morning. I appreciate the ladies asking me to share in this time with them, this special day, missionary ladies day. And their theme is a time to serve, and that's what I'm going to go with this morning. And it's so unique that the scripture that they chose is Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through chapter 4, 11 through 13. And that is our scripture, and our theme for the association this year is serving together. So it's unique that we're thinking along the same line of serving. I mean, that's why God has placed us here on this earth, is to serve Him and to serve one another and with one another. So if you have your Bibles ready, look with me in verse 11. Of Ephesians chapter 4. And he gave some as apostles, and some as prophets, and some as evangelists, and some as pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, to build up, or to building up of the body of Christ, until we all obtain to the unity of the faith. So, you see, there's a progression till we all obtain. You know, we haven't got there yet, but there's that potential for all of us to grow in the grace and understanding of Lord Jesus Christ. But obtain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man or person, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. Now, turn back one page, or it might be on your already on page, to Ephesians 2:10. Ephesians 2:10. And this would be one of our memory verses we'll learn down the road, but this morning I want to use it as a part of our scripture. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, so that we would walk in them. Now, I want you to put on your thinking cap right now. And I want you to think or name one Miss America winner. Can you think of one Miss America winner? Can you? That's good. Name three Academy Award winners. Can you think in your mind and name them in your mind? Three Academy Award winners. What about five wealthiest people in the world? Gates probably be among the top, wouldn't it? What about five Heisman Trophy winners? Name five winners of Nobel Prize. Who won it this last year or a year ago? And name five World Series winners. Now, you baseball fans, you ought to know this. You should figure this out real quick. So, as you reflect, you quickly realize that, you know, maybe very few of us can name all of these. We can name a few. But let me ask you a different set of questions. Who are the most influential people in your world in which you live? List one teacher who helped you through school. Can you name one teacher? What about you, youth here today? Can you name one teacher as you look around in here or think? That's helped you through school? Yeah. I see some heads going like this, yes. And I can think even back to my elementary days that teachers that took me under their wing and nurtured me and helped me to get from one grade to the next. Yes. All right. What about name three friends who stood with you through a difficult time. Those come very easily, don't they? Name five people who taught you something worthwhile. I can name a lot of those. That's taught me something worthwhile. Think of five people who have made you feel appreciated. I can think of hundreds of those. Think of five people who you enjoy spending time with, or they enjoy spending time with you. Five. Name five heroes whose stories have inspired you. I can think of a lot of those. So, the people who have made a difference in your life are the ones with the most, or probably are not the most, with most credentials, most money, or most rewards. And it's not the ones who are most beautiful, or what I would call jet setters. They are the ones that care for you. They're the ones that care for you. They're the ones who have been involved in your life. And I can't even count on my hands or my toes the people that influenced me or cared for me or done something in regards or appreciates for me. And that includes all of you here at Versailles Baptist Church. And today I want to talk about those servant leaders that God has called out of the church to influence the world. And he has called each one of us. You know, the theme is a time to serve. And if there's ever a time to serve in the world today, it is today, isn't it? We need to be thinking about what can we do for the Lord today. Not tomorrow, but today. And it seems the more I talk with church leaders, pastors, and other people, conference leaders, it's revolving about service. What can we do? How can we influence? How can we impact our world? Well, you know, I can go back to the scriptures, and Jesus says, I came not to be served, but to what? To serve. But to serve. If you remember anything in the Bible, and I know you remember a lot of things as you study the Bible, but that should make an impact, a lasting impact in our lives. You know, Jesus said, I didn't come to be served, but to serve. And he did more than that. He gave his life for you and I. So, for us, it's a time to serve now while we have time. Because the Bible says there's a day coming where no one will be able to serve. The night is coming. The time is coming that we won't be able to. So we got to do it while the opportunities are here for each one of us. Now, the scripture I read this morning gives us implications of a lot of things here. You know, God has called some to be servant leaders. And everything that we need to understand how God designed the church to accomplish the task, he gave us. Here, he mentioned it in these scriptures. That is the seeking and the saving of the lost. And this work and purpose of the church was described here. He called out apostles. What are apostles? Apostles are sent with a message. Where does the message come from? It comes from God. The message that we share from Sunday to Sunday, pastors, evangelists, spiritual leaders, the message comes from God. It's inspired. It's a revelation. And when we proclaim the Word of God, the Bible said faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. And the apostles, as we study the Word of God, they in Acts chapter 6 give us a great example of that, when the orphans and the widows was being neglected, they called and anointed men to take care of that while the apostles went about preaching the gospel because it was urgent. It was urgent in their day. It's urgent in our time. As I read all the circuit letters and the documents that date back to 1818, they were concerned about the people outside the church who were lost, unchurched. And as I said, and I read these things, I said, yes, they had the same concern that we have and should have today. How are we going to reach these people? And it was churches coming together as an association, as a body of Christ, not standing alone, but going out together and preaching the gospel and sharing the gospel. And you know, it doesn't just fall on preachers or evangelists. If you are a child of God or a Christian, that's what we should be doing. Amen? That's what each and every one of us are responsible to do, is to share the gospel. We might not do it all the same way. For example, there was a man who was known for winning a lot of people to Christ. And people would come up to him and say, how do you do it? How are you able to win this many people to Christ? Tell us your secret or your method. How do you do it? Well, he said, it's very simple. He says, when I'm around them and I'm talking to them, I just point blank ask them, do you want to hear something, talk about spiritual things? And they said, well, what do they do? He said, well, if they say yes, then we talk about spiritual things, and it leads into salvation, and I lead them to the Lord. But if they say no, then we don't go there. See, as simple as that. Now, how many of us have a method that we use or utilize to talk to people and lead them to Christ? So it might be as simple as this man right here. You know, you just strike up a conversation and say, you know, you want to talk about some spiritual things? And they say, and you give them an option. They need to say yes or say no. So if they say yes, the door is open, isn't it? The opportunity is there. And you know, another way to be able to be evangelistic or talk about your faith is say, Lord, today, lead me to someone that needs to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. How many of you pray that prayer when you get up in the morning? I'm not looking for hands. I know you're not going to raise them, so. but, you know, if you would do that, I promise you God will lead someone to you to share your faith with them. It might not be just about salvation. It might be something crucial in their life that they're struggling with, some spiritual need, some special emotional need. So we still can share the gospel of Jesus Christ. We can still share our thoughts. So that apostles sent with a message. What are prophets? The scripture mentions prophets. In the Bible, it means foretellers of the truth. Foreteller. Things that are going to take place. Prophets. They foretold, because, again, not only did the apostles get the revelation from God, so did the prophets. Prophets were able to discern what God was even discern dreams and things like that, and carry those out and give them to kings who came to them and said, you know, we know that we can't and our sorcerers can't, but we know that you are men of God and you can do that. And like Daniel, he foretold, he was able to foretell, pass on the truth of dreams and so forth to kings that wasn't able to do it themselves because they weren't in the will of God. So, in the Old Testament, we see what prophets did. Evangelists, bearers of the good news. What is the bearer of good news? It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I am so thankful that we have in our community and in our schools CEF, Child Evangelism Fellowship, which is connected with the Good News Club. That's sharing the good news. You see, all the ways that we as a church can support ministries like this, we are a part of a ministry that's far and bigger than we ourselves. So as we branch out and as we support other ministries, see, we are a part of the great kingdom of God that is wanting to reach the world. As the Great Commission says, go ye all into the world, baptizing in the name of the Father and Son and the Holy Spirit. And it started in Jerusalem, then went to Judea, and then Samaria, and now the uttermost parts of the world. So as we think about what our responsibility is, we are to serve, and it's time to serve each and every one of us. Now, it mentions pastors and teachers, shepherds and disciples of those who have decided to follow Christ. That's what the responsibilities of pastors and teachers. See, it's all about the message of Jesus Christ, isn't it? That's what it's all about. That is what our purpose is. See, an evangelist is simple, a servant leader who effectively tells the story. And in the New Testament, we find that there are those who were evangelists. Men like Stephen, Philip, Apollos, all spread the word about Jesus Christ everywhere they went, every place they could. And today, we think of Billy Graham and television evangelists, and I can think of several evangelists that I know personally and have over the years used, such as Dr. Harold Hunter, Braxton Hunter. How many of you remember Braxton Hunter? Henry Linkenfelter, Phil Glisson, William Oakley, Donovan Coley. You remember Donovan Coley? They came here a year before last and shared. See, but there are many others who are faithfully carrying on the calling of God. See, they don't write books. They aren't on TV. They don't have huge crowds gathered in enormous arenas to hear them speak. Well, yet some of these do because they do crusades. And they're simply and dependable, serve God by serving God's people. So one of these solid, dependable servant leaders, a man named Timothy. And you see, Paul is talking to Timothy in the epistles of Timothy because he was a pastor and he was called. You know, that is something that is very personal, unlike any other professions there is in the world. Now, my background, you know, is engineering, and I did that for 15 years. That's a profession. But when God knocked on my heart's door and said, Mike, okay, there's something new that I want you to do in life. I want you to pastor. I want you to evangelize. I want you to teach. I want you to share. I want you to proclaim who I am. And I said, who, me? Me? And he says, yes, you. So, you know, each and every pastor I've ever talked to in life takes their calling very serious. Very serious. Because we are accountable to what we preach, what we share, and what we do, unlike anyone else in this world. Just like the prophets, the apostles, and those in the Bible that God placed his hand upon their life. It's not us as a person, but it's the position that he puts spiritual leaders in. Because they are accountable. We're all accountable. We as Christians as a whole are accountable for our witness and our testimony. And that's why Paul told Timothy to guard your testimony. Guard your witness, because people are looking at you. People are seeing, are you really what you say you are? Is your walk your talk, your talk your walk? And most of all, though, he says, I have a message I want delivered to the world. And you see, all the world hasn't ever received Jesus Christ. And I do believe that's why the Lord is tarrying in his coming back. Because when the last person in this world says yes, that means if the last person who is evangelized to or the gospel is shared to says yes, and the Lord knows, he knows all things, and knows that the rest of the people in this world is going to reject, just like in the early Old Testament period, rejected Jesus Christ and still do, then he's going to say, it's time. It's time to call the church, rapture the church, or call up the church. So it's important. And I challenge each and every one of us to not let the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ go cold in your life. And the things that the churches do might seem old and indifferent and traditional, but you see, the gospel never changes. It never changes. And see, it has the power to save. It has the power to equip. It has the power to lift up. It has the power to heal. It has the power to give each and every one of us eternal life. And if we're not excited about that, then we've got cold water poured all over us, right? Or we're sitting in ice water. But you see, the gospel of Jesus Christ is real, it's powerful, and it's effective. And it's time to serve. It's time for each and every one of us to get on board. When was this church founded? 1829, I believe. And you know, the first meeting was held on a Saturday in January. And you know how many people was present at the first meeting? Have you read your history? Eight. And it was, and then they finally moved on to a school and was in there to 32. You know when they had the first Sunday school meeting? In 1945. That's quite a year's span there. Not have Sunday school. I can't imagine not having Sunday school, can you? Because that's where we learn. You know, you have pastors, teachers, and church leaders, and we learn. You see, everything that we do today is going to be affecting some child, some young person, some adult tomorrow. It's what we do today. And if we don't have what needs to be passed on, then we're missing out on God's blessing. So I want to challenge you this morning to think about, you know, where you fit into God's plan. You know, you all fit into God's plan somewhere. You know how I know? Because you're here. God created you. He made you just as you are, who you are. You are special in the sight of God. You are so unique that God, you know, he formed and designed you. He knows who you are inside and out. And it's our responsibility as Christians to say, Lord, I know I'm a Christian, and I'm going to live up to what you have called me to be. If we're willing to do that, there's no limit what God's going to do in our life as Christians, as people, as a church, as a kingdom of God. Are we really ready for the task? Ready and willing to do what God has called us to do, a time to serve. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 says there's a time for everything, but there's always a time to serve. Serve the Lord, serve one another. That's the greatest blessing when we're willing to accept His calling in our life. It's all personal, just like salvation, a time to serve. Father, we thank You this morning for this time. We thank You that You do call us all to be servants. You call us to engage into the work of the ministry that you provide through the apostles, the prophets, pastors and teachers and evangelists. Lord, we all have a job description, but our job description comes from Your Word, the textbook. And we thank You, Lord, that we don't have to wonder or ponder what each and every one of us need to be doing, because You tell us in Your Word. And I'm so thankful that we have Your Word, and we can read it and we can study it, and we are motivated by Your Spirit. And thank You, Lord, this morning for everyone that is assembled here, everyone that is here. And I pray through Your Holy Spirit, the way that You're able to connect with us, the way that You are able to touch each one of us individually, to set something off inside, to open our hearts, open our minds, and say, Lord, where can I fit in? Where can I serve? Where can You best use me in this church, in this community? How can I best serve the kingdom of God? And if we're really serious and sincere from our heart, You will reveal that to us. All we got to do is have a willing spirit, a willingness to say, Lord, here am I, use me. Here am I, send me. Take my life and let it be concentrated to Thee. Lord, if that's our prayer, Lord, each and every one of us, Lord, You can plug in and You connect us to some wonderful area of ministry here in this church, in our community, and everywhere we go. We thank You for our missionary ladies this morning, what they mean to this church and what they mean to this community, and all the areas and regions that they serve in. Continue to bless them and our men of this church and everyone who's called to serve. We praise You and we thank You in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. I think our hymn of invitation this morning is 342, Just As I Am.